Marshall Oliver Blackstone, Buffalo Run. Written by Riano, D. McFarland. Chapter 1. The herd was massive, and the lone man riding into it on a hunch, was much closer to unraveling a mystery than he realized. Enos Dutton had thus far eluded even the most persistent of posses, but the marshal now pursuing him was about to unravel his carefully constructed plans. It wasn't so much how he'd figured it out, as it was that, he'd figured it out. Either way, it had become an Achilles heel that could potentially cripple the Dutton gang's criminal enterprise, an enterprise the sharpshooter positioned above the prairie was determined to protect. Marshall Lofton had been a step behind the Dutton gang since they'd ridden into Texas from Oklahoma, where they'd already committed a string of bank robberies. Although most of the banks were in small settlements with only limited law enforcement manpower, not a single posse had been able to catch up to them before they'd vanished, and their tracks had been erased by the passing bison herd. Even though multiple sheriffs had recognized the tactic of using the fast-moving herd to obliterate any tracks left by the gang, most of them assumed the gang had cut through the herd from one side and exited on the other. Since it could take days for such an enormous herd to pass through, by the time those in pursuit of the outlaws managed to cross the sea of stampeding buffalo, even the most experienced trackers would be unable to pick up their trails again. What seemed to most sheriffs to be a fortunate convergence of circumstances for the Dutton gang, was actually a carefully planned and executed strategy. Enos Dutton had been observing the herd migrations for years, and realized that during the seasonal buffalo runs, nearly everything else along their migration route ground to a halt. As they crossed the plains, the animals could maintain a speed of 30 miles per hour for 2 full days without stopping. During that time, anything unfortunate enough to find itself in their path soon became part of the trampled ground beneath 30 to 50 million bison. In previous years, Enos Dutton had followed the herd, taking note of the settlements popping up along their route from Georgia to northern Nevada, and further into the unsettled Northwest Territories. While most of the settlements were careful to avoid the bison migration lanes, there were a number of others that were wiped out nearly as quickly as they had been built. Enos took note of the settlements that had prospered yet remained in close proximity to the passing herd. As Anglo-American settlers forged deeper into the new territories, small towns were established, bringing with them the inherent need for commerce and banking organizations. With so much wealth flowing overland between the Pacific and Atlantic coasts, those banks were frequently overflowing with payroll funds, gold and silver ore, and valuable title documents. Although jails, courthouses, and law enforcement personnel were also expanding into those regions, the speed of that expansion was notably slower, leaving lucrative opportunities for men like Enos Dutton. Even with no formal education to speak of, Dutton was an incredibly wily character. He'd paid for his reconnaissance trip by robbing a stagecoach and depositing the proceeds in banks along his northwest route. By depositing a few $100s into each bank, he was able to gain valuable inside knowledge of them, knowledge he would later use to relieve them of those previously stolen riches, along with everything else inside their safes. Having spoken with proprietors and bankers who'd fallen prey to the Dutton gang, it didn't take long for Marshall Lofton to assemble the puzzle pieces and draw logical conclusions from them. Unfortunately, he was following a herd that had been underway long before he discovered the similarities shared by all of the banks that had been hit. In order to catch them, he would need to ride night and day for nearly a week at a pace that would have been unsustainable for either a horse or a rider. Instead, he took advantage of the circuitous route used by the buffalo herds, hoping that using a more line-of-sight travel route would allow him to at least get ahead of the outlaws riding in their midst. His plan worked, and after missing the gang by 2 days at one settlement and only a day at another, on the third day, the marshal struck pay dirt. At a bank in Waco, Marshall Lofton arrived less than an hour behind the Dutton gang, just as Sheriff Moon was assembling a posse to go after them. "We'll be ready to ride out in less than half an hour," stated Sheriff Moon, adding, "You're more than welcome to join us." "In half an hour, they'll be gone without a trace," Marshall Lofton replied while remounting his Black Morgan mare. "They were headed west, and we'll be right behind you," said the sheriff. "They'll be headed north," corrected Marshall Lofton. "Then they won't get very far," said Sheriff Moon, curiously raising an eyebrow. "There's a river of bison migrating through the area north of Waco, and once they're on the move, there's no stopping them." "Precisely," said the marshal, spurring his horse to a fast gallop. The Dutton gang never rode directly into the stampede, they always took an indirect path that would eventually merge with the herd, in order to throw off anyone pursuing them. Rather than following the westbound decoy, Lofton headed due north, where he would reach the stampeding buffalo far sooner than he believed the Dutton gang would expect. There, he could blend in, making his presence much more difficult to detect for anyone concealed within the herd ahead of him. He was rapidly closing in on them when the Morgan suddenly stumbled, falling to the ground directly in the path of millions of oncoming hooves. The horse wasn't moving, and as he scrambled to the lee side of the fallen mare, he could see why. The horse had been shot out from under him, and with no other available cover, Lofton crawled as far as possible beneath the carcass, hoping to survive the seemingly endless sea of bison thundering over them. It took nearly 2 hours for the herd to thin out enough for the posse to spot what remained of the fallen horse. Had it not been for the saddle and tack, the animal would have been nearly unrecognizable. Even then, they never expected to find the marshal lying beneath it, and miracle of miracles, he was still alive. By that time, Enos Dutton and his gang were in the wind, and further pursuit of them at that point wouldn't have yielded anything but hours of lost time better spent getting Marshal Lofton to a doctor. He was in bad shape, but he was as tough as nails, and by the time the sheriff and his men got him back to Waco, he was conscious, but unable to speak. The doctor who attended to him was indeed a skilled surgeon, the likes of whom no one would have expected to find in Waco. He went to work on Marshal Lofton immediately, wondering how the man had even survived such a horrendous calamity. With both legs having been broken, several cracked ribs, and a fractured left arm, many a patient would have succumbed to the surgeries required to put him back together. After being anesthetized with ether for the multiple procedures, Marshal Lofton remained unconscious for 4 days. When he awoke, he could barely remember the trampling he'd received by several thousand buffalo, while taking refuge beneath his fallen mare. Unfortunately for the Dutton gang, he did remember that the murderous bastards had killed his horse in that futile attempt to murder him. They probably thought everyone would assume he'd been trampled to death when his horse took a spill in the middle of a buffalo stampede. Had the marshal not survived, no one would have even known that the horse had been shot, prior to falling to the ground, due to the degree of damage caused by the herd. Since there would be no physical evidence of the marshal himself having been shot, the horse's carcass would remain where it had fallen, eventually being scavenged by coyotes, foxes, and turkey vultures. Nevertheless, in the face of apparently insurmountable odds, Marshal Lofton had survived, and despite the hours-long beating he'd taken while sheltered beneath a mare whose final act had undoubtedly saved his life, he remembered everything prior to the fall. Even though he obviously wouldn't be taking up pursuit of Enos Dutton and his murderous band of outlaws himself, he sure as hell wasn't going to let them get away with a string of bank robberies, to say nothing of killing his horse. He also remembered the urgency this case demanded. Up until that time, no one had made a connection between the bison migration and the timing of the bank robberies. After motioning for Sheriff Moon to bring him a pen and some paper, he used his only remaining fully functional appendage to draft an urgent dispatch. Afterwards, on a second piece of paper, he wrote down 5 additional words, "Get this, to Marshal Blackstone."